Hello and welcome to Pitch Sequence, a podcast from the People's Baseball League. I'm here with Brady Prowser and Mike Parker on a Tuesday evening, and we had a couple games, three games this weekend that we want to update you on. The first being a 9 a.m. game between the Pelicans and Parlow Beer Labs. This was a championship game a couple years ago and certainly lived up to the billing, as Carl Tear hit a home run in the first at bat, I believe, and Pels jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Held that till the seventh inning. Three runs came across for Parlow. Took a 3-1 lead, and Charlie Fitzgibbon got an RBI for the Pelicans to make it 3-2, and a few missed opportunities. Couldn't quite capitalize on them, and Parlow Beer Labs once again wins another one, 3-2. And the 9 a.m. game, there were waffles and quiche, and at one point there was waffles being thrown into the crowd. It was a pretty fun scene going on there. And then in the second game, we had a much-awaited, much-anticipated Mike Parker's Rougarou against the Creek Street Riot, which, as you know, I play for. And you guys gave us pretty good shellacking.
Well, we have been on the verge for so long, it seems, since I would say maybe about the last third of last season. We've just been, I think we've been the best seven-inning team in the league. And then the last couple of innings, we just string together some mental errors and we just end up squandering it, and that had happened. We lost the first two games, 6-4 and 8-6. And, I mean, we're all having fun out there, mm-hmm. but there was also just, I think, a sense of focus and a sense of mission that we brought into it, and were able to sustain that. We just weren't making mistakes out there. It just didn't seem like. And the score was dominating, 13-1. But I would say, I mean, y'all were working the count. Mm-hmm. We got just really solid fundamental fielding out there. Good pitching, not dominant pitching, but just making the plays we should make from any one through any nine. That's my take on it.
So the final score was 13-1. Scored 5 runs in the first. Had 12 runs after 4 innings. I know this because I gave up the 12 runs. And I'm leading the league in ERA, and not quite the right way. But yeah, it was a fun game, and yeah, every time we play the Rougarou, we have a good time. So even though we didn't come out on the winning side, the experience was certainly a ton of fun. And I guess, my question to you after this game is, after winning a 13-1 ball game, do you feel like you guys are wasting runs? I mean, to score 12 more than the other team.
I guess we'll find out on Sunday.
That's the one thing about the Creek Street Riot, we do not waste runs.
One thing that was really interesting, of those 13 runs, they were scored by 9 of our players.
Oh, that's awesome.
We were getting quality contributions up and down the lineup. It was really good to see.
Yeah, the first 7 hitters of the lineup are just rock solid. And I like what Rougarou is doing and what you guys have been putting together. And I felt the same thing. You guys were on the verge. Like, baseball is this wonderful way of balancing things out. I feel like, that I love that throughout all sports, that if you look at the end of the season, there's the same amount of wins as there are losses. And so there's this, implied balance that there has to be. And so us coming in 2-0 and you guys 0-2,
right.
0-2, so like, there was just, I just, that feeling, was there, and sure enough, that's what happened. So, yeah, really exciting stuff, and can't wait to get back back out there next weekend.
A lot of baseball to play.
Oh, but one more game. We had the nightcap, and we got Brady here from the Secret Nine who played the Bayou St. John Blues. And Brady, how'd that go?
We came up on the winning side after coming off of a tough loss the week before. I happened to miss that one, but we had a good win. And of course, the Bayou St. John Blues are expansion team. They're coming along, and they pulled out a young fireballer who threw, I think, two innings and one of the better pitchers. I didn't catch his name, but I'm afraid of him. And he struck fear in the hearts of our lineup and had a lot of velocity on the ball. But we have a lot of new blood, a lot of young players. And our manager, Phil Minasalli, does a killer job of recruiting. And we always have a great turnout, sometimes 14, 15, 16 people.
Once again, like in many episodes before, Eric Lind has arrived in mid-recording. And he's currently, looks like he got some Parrish on V, an American Pale Ale that he'll be opening up. And so welcome.
Thank you. Parlo is closed today, and there seems to be some poor planning, but we didn't get the Parlo ahead of time.
I can't say it won't happen again, but we'll work on that. Okay, well, that gets you all up to date and recapped the...
I can't keep no secrets. I wish that you would always stay. Last night I drank the whole night alone. Woke with a head full of song. I spent the whole day, I wrote them down, but it's a shame. Tonight I'll burn the lyrics, every chorus was yours.
Yeah. Yeah. She got Glenda, I guess. doing?
Great. How are you?
Let's keep the things. Let's talk at the same level.
Right.
So this is a sound test. Can I look at the front of it? It's a sound test. And what a shame that the. Oh, I see. Okay. Now let's boost up these input levels.
Oh, baby. Oh, my goodness. Okay, still talking at a normal volume. Very excited about what we just discovered. Yeah,
so this should be a significantly louder volume.
Let's go to the max. Let's find out. How high can we go? This is it. 60, 70, 80, 89, 90. This is the maximum volume.
All
right,
so
right now.
So let's just talk normally, like we're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And see what that's like. This is a sound test at maximum volume.
Yeah, maximum volume.
Cool.
Right.
So what's great is this thing shows you.
Damn it! We were so low the whole time.
Yeah. This thing shows you your levels, and what I don't know is if it shows you when you're clipping.